Welcome to Time and Again, a podcast by Jack Sutherby and Switchback, a charity helping young men make a new start after prison. Each episode tells a story of a young man's journey. My name is Gwella. A month before I was born, my mum and dad came from France. When I was three, they split up, and then my dad raised me. So he was like a single parent. I remember just growing up, like, seeing my dad, you know, the way he used to dress and stuff like that. He used to take care of himself quite well. He was wearing, like, you know, these crazy fancy brands. Weirdly, like, there'll be some guy that used to come in with, like, loads of clothes, and I didn't understand it, but then later on, I realised he was, like, his, like, personal shopper. I was like, okay. So yeah, E9, Hackney, grew up there, went to school there, played football, loved football, always wanted to play football. Year 10, where everything just went the other way. I don't know what happened. It was like, you know, just heavily influenced by other people back then. You know, that fast life, easy access to money kind of thing. So I was heavily influenced by that. I think probably 15, 16, I must have started. I was selling drugs, class A drugs, for a while, actually. No one ever knew. It's not like I would tell my friends all about it. It's kind of like I just went missing for a bit. No, I remember there was one incident where, which is crazy, I actually almost got kidnapped. See, this is why I believe there's a God, because I was not meant to come out of that situation. But yeah, I got out of that situation. I was in the area, obviously, selling drugs. I remember this like it was yesterday. I just see two people, and I just knew they were just undercover. And then my body just froze for a second. And then they came up to me, and then it was like, you know. And then I had like 1 second, like, if I was going to turn and run away, or was I gonna say, you know what, like, I think it's time. It was so scary that selling drugs to me was just so normal. It was just normal, like, it's like nothing even fazed me. It was just like another day. So obviously it's first offence, I got 2 years, done one year. I remember going in, hearing loads of noise, got into my cell, and then I heard like a loud noise, and then I heard like a big bang. Looked at the door and someone's on the floor, and I was like, okay, all right. And then someone just got thrown over the, I think it was the first landing or the second. Yeah, couldn't sleep that night, definitely not. But I was really like,
I'm definitely not coming back here again.
No.
Definitely not coming back.
I was playing football in prison. I was standing at the edge of the box, and I was receiving the ball from the left winger. As I was about to turn, Cruyff turn, to shoot, but before that, the defender got to my legs before even the ball was even there, kind of thing. Break my leg, laying on the floor, everyone was kind of confused. And then as I was falling, I broke my wrist as well. 2 weeks after breaking my ankle, I got released with crutches, so you can imagine that. Came out with crutches. I think there was a friend that said they were going to pick me up, but they didn't come. So you can imagine, I was in crutches outside the prison by myself. And when I came out, I lost everything. No passport, no nothing. Everything was too fast. Like, everything was too fast. Seeing cars move, it was just crazy. So got to the station. I'm in the station thinking like
where do I go?
Because I had nowhere to go, I'll be honest. I'll be real, I had nowhere to go. My dad at the time was seeing someone, but it's not like I could barge in kind of thing. So I knew that wasn't going to work. So in my head, I was thinking, let me just go to my uncle's house and kind of like hope for the best. One time I was asked to talk to someone. That person was Monique, who I still know now. So she's from Switchback. Wanted to know what I wanted to do and how we can work around things. If there was there things that I needed before I was gonna come out. It was useful to me because then I was able to like put things into place, because in prison, you know, you can say all these things, but you know, you definitely need help to get out and find obviously places to stay, job. They were very, very like, you know, with me through the whole kind of process, even transitioning into like working full time and stuff like that. You get like a mentor from like start to finish. I was looking for a job in fashion. It's crazy, because I came out January 2017 and launched the brand in December. The brand's called Encanza, and I am co-founder and creative director. We've had Notes, we've had Kenny All-Star, NSG. Shout out to NSG, actually. They wear our stuff quite a lot. Unknown Tea. Which is great, man, because there's a real meaning behind the brand kind of thing. So in Kanza, obviously Kanza is my second name. I wanted to switch it to kind of like revamp myself, just give myself another chance kind of thing. The motto is like, none of us are saints. Every day is a new challenge. I think the secret is just to not give up and just carry on. Not give up and just carry on. To be honest,
the secret is
I lost everything. No passport, nothing. I'm so proud of myself, to be honest. So I'm part of EBE, so it's Expert by Experience, the Switchback. A bunch of us, like people that's just come out, to people that's finding a way to like, you know, help people that come out, because a lot of people do need help. Let's just say a kid comes out, they have, you know, things put in place where he can sort out his housing. Because when you think about it, when you come out of prison, it's not every family is not going to be, you know, there with open arms saying, yeah, like, you know, we miss you, come back. So you definitely need to change your circle or kind of like step away from that. But it's hard, man. It is hard, man. Everyone needs help, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Everyone needs help, whether you like it or not.
done.
That's done.
Thanks for listening to Time and Again, a podcast brought to you by Switchback and Jack Sotheby. We hope these stories shed a fresh light on the experiences of young men leaving prison in Britain today. 50,000 people get released from prison in the UK each year, yet around half of them are back inside within a year. That's a lot of lives and money gone to waste because people don't get the support they need. Switchback is different. Hardly any of the young men they work with reoffend. Most go into long-term jobs. So what is it that Switchback gets right? Mostly, it's the way it grips you. You get a dedicated, skilled Switchback mentor who supports you for as long as it takes. Despite your best intentions, change doesn't happen the minute you walk out of the prison gate. Not enough people get that Switchback level of support, and not enough get to build a better future. Like the guys you've heard in this series, we can do better. We should do more. It would be great if you could subscribe to this podcast and head over to switchback.org.uk to find out how Switchback could help even more young men to make a fresh start on release. This podcast was interviewed, sound designed and co-produced by Jack Sotheby, founder of Beautiful Strangers, the production company. Co-produced by Switchback. Narration was by me, Quella. Thanks for listening. Bye.